Okay, I have at least 47 questions out of that, but one thing I want to ask first is, what you had said that, okay, so the lobsters aren't going to go away, but they're going to decline substantially. What policies should we be putting into place now to prepare for that on a state level, federal level, local towns, cities, whatever, whoever wants to answer
I would
that.
just like to say one thing that's kind of related to what happened in 2012, which was that this is a great example of how fisheries can adapt and take advantage of problems when they occur and seek the opportunities. That really spurred the development of processing and more value added in the industry. And even as the catch has declined, I believe, Rick, you can confirm this, that the total value of the catch has increased. And so that's a great example. And there's probably a lot of regulatory, there's marketing answers to all of this, but I think those are the response is all wrapped up in those kind of things.
So I might just jump in and talk about some of the strategies. I think you got to hasten to add that there's some things we can control and some things we can't. And so from some of the work that Kathy and Yang and I were involved in a few years ago, there was a long-term projection for the lobster fishery in southern New England and the Gulf of Maine. But one of the things that fell out of that was how we can adapt or even be a bit proactive in managing the fishery to take advantage of conditions or mitigate adverse conditions. And it's an interesting comparison in this paper by Arnaud Labrie from GMRI, who was there as a postdoc. And we came away with the message that by adopting conservation measures early in the process, we can actually capitalize on some of the positive effects of warming. So in the case of the Gulf of Maine lobster, having those protective measures in place on the brood stock, not just the minimum size, but the maximum size, the V-notch program that protects lobsters while they're in that harvestable window, protects the egg-bearing females. All those strategies helped us really capitalize on that already burgeoning egg production and promote that high level of recruitment. Southern New England didn't have those protective measures in place, and so they might not have been able to stave off the inevitable as quickly as they might. It's not to say that climate warming wasn't going to have an adverse effect there, that we could avoid it totally, but they might have put it off a little longer had they adopted some more stringent protections.